Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good, yeah. Sorry to bother. Are you the homeowner here?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, just a quick, my name's Steven.
Hi.
I'm the ground manager for Point.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your neighbors, just in this neighborhood over here,
mm-hmm.
have called me in to do some flush outs for their homes.
What's that?
Yeah, so that's what it is. I don't know if you know anybody down there, if anybody's talked to you. But what I've been doing is just taking care of like some of the smaller pests.
Uh-huh.
You know, the ants that come around the spring time. Have you been seeing these guys mostly just out here in the garden? Just the ants?
Oh, ants? Is that a large ant?
Yeah, we've been taking care of all of them. Have you been seeing the larger ants?
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Okay, just the small guys?
I mean, I see the microscopic ones in the kitchen, but just the really small.
Right. Are they just black, all black, or are they kind of like a caramel?
They're the little kind. These are ugly. I would know if I had those.
Yeah. So these ones are Odor's house ants. These ones are acrobat ants. They're just really, really tiny.
Uh-huh.
Usually, have they been just coming in for like sugar?
Exactly. Hey. Yeah, I'm good.
What's that?
No, I haven't seen those at all.
Oh, okay. So on the outside.
Oh yeah, they came in for sugar. They came in for sugar. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have is that a deck back there or a patio?
Patio.
It's a patio. Okay. Have you noticed any of them kicking up dirt out there on the patio?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's why I've just been moving them away from the patio, so they're starting to disrupt some of the patios
and make them
uneven. Those are called the paver ants. And then just on the outside of the home, has it mostly just been like these spider webs?
Yeah,
or
spiders.
Have you noticed any like the wasps coming around?
No wasps. No carpenter bees, but spiders. Do you do anything for spiders?
Yeah, so we do quite a bit for them. Well, we'll come by. First of all, we want to take care of whatever their food source is, whatever it is that they're eating.
What do they usually eat?
At this time of year, there's a lot of mosquitoes. If they're on the high side of the home, down lower, it's usually ants. Sometimes, right now, a lot of people are starting to see the springtails come out. Some people think they're fleas, just to, the way they jump, but they're bigger than fleas. They're about the size of a gnat.
Okay.
So they're really small. But those will get up there as well.
They say low to the ground,
mm-hmm.
mostly?
Yeah, but they'll come in big numbers usually.
Okay.
Yeah. So spiders will usually feed on those. And then basically anything that will get up on the home. Centipedes as well are carnivorous, and they eat the stuff, like ants, things like that. You haven't seen these inside yet.
We have seen those, last year. I haven't seen those this year, fortunately, because those are really gross.
Yeah. They're no fun to have around when they sting you.
Do they sting?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it feels like a wasp sting.
Luckily you can kind of see those things.
Right, yeah, you usually see them coming.
Yeah, coming. Yeah, now I'm going to be like...
Yeah, so the key with the spiders is to
mm-hmm.
just treat early before those egg sacs
mm-hmm.
begin to burst.
Mm-hmm.
And then those little nymphs, that's how they make it into the home itself.
And
then they come down to the living quarters. So we'll come by, and it's a treated brush that I use.
Uh-huh.
But I'll clean down all the soffits of the home, just get rid of all their webs.
Okay.
And then we'll come inside. Do you get them in the basement?
Yeah, we definitely see them in the basement.
Okay. And then do you have a garage back there?
No, just a garage. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I can just put them in the basement for free then. We'll come in there, take care of them, make sure that, especially the hobo spiders, those are the ones that you definitely don't want around. They're called hobo spiders. They look like that. But they're not like deathly poisonous.
But they're going to give you a
well. Well, I mean, people get their appendages amputated because they can be so bad. I don't know if you've heard of the brown recluse before.
Oh, yeah. Is that related to it, or is that the brown recluse?
No, that's not the brown recluse.
Okay.
But their bite's just like a smaller version of that.
Okay.
Or it just looks like a hot dog that you stuck in the microwave for too long. Yeah. So the hobo spiders are the ones that we definitely want to get rid of.
Okay.
On the inside. And then I'm going around as well, taking care of the ticks.
So how do you take care of the ticks?
Yeah, I'm using granule. So I cover the whole front yard here. And then around the back, I put up a perimeter going out 8 to 15 feet.
Is it okay for your dog?
Yeah, actually, do you use Frontline Plus for your dog at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so the same active ingredient there is called fipronil.
Okay.
It's exactly what we're using on the base of the home.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect mammals at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think you'll like that. And then also kind of what you get is just a lot of security.
Okay.
So other things that come up throughout the year, we take care of like mice.
Right.
That come around. We've been throwing those guys in for free.
Yeah, we did get a couple mice down. We never, well, we've only been here a year and a half and never had them, but it was kind of stupid. It's not a finished basement, and we had stored nuts down there. I mean, there was food. You know what I mean? We have a dog on this floor. I mean, I've never seen any evidence of them, but they got in and ate the nuts. So I know that they were in here, and then we cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
But you just get that security to know that we come by and handle it for you,
mm-hmm.
and get aggressive as we need to, or just,
okay.
you know.
Yeah, I don't think that they're still. I'll tell you what, I don't want to do that after you told me this. And then, I know that there's ticks out there because the dog did get it. Like, it was a big tick. It was a dog tick. I mean, it wasn't like,
oh, okay.
a deer tick. I mean, it was a.
It kind of.
I mean, when it blew up on her, like, it got her good. So it was easy to see. She has black coat, so it was, like,
mm-hmm.
very pronounced on her. So I was like, oh, there's a cat. That was a horse. So,
yeah.
And the front, but she did have her, she did have her front line a month earlier when she still got one. So how does it work with your program? Like, what's your chart? Like, how do you price it?
Well, whereas you're not seeing a major issue, I could probably do things for about half off.
Okay.
I base the price usually off of home size and then whatever it is you want me to target the most.
Right.
So you know how many like bathrooms it is you have here?
Yeah, we have 2.5 bathrooms.
2.5. Is that where we're doing the flush outs?
Okay.
So you know like the pipes that come out underneath the sinks and the kitchens, bathrooms,
okay.
those areas. There's a little metal seal plate that plumbers leave just for decoration around the
right.
pipe. I can just slide that back because it's not attached or anything.
Right.
And I stick in a tiny hose and just flush out whatever's in there. So it's just an aerosol spray.
Is that
spray.
Usually where they hang out?
Yeah, there's lots of condensation on the pipes.
Oh.
So there's food there.
Okay.
The only time they come out of the walls is when they've ran out of food on the inside.
Okay.
That's when they start to move out. So you'd like that too because it'd take care of the silverfish.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those. I haven't seen a silverfish. I know like once in a while the stink bug would stay in the house, but not really many of those.
So the stink bugs, I'll treat all around the light fixtures here, especially
yeah.
like here are the spider webs, all around the windows and like the doors, and
yeah.
basically all those entry points,
okay.
and that will help to keep them from getting
okay.
in.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so something like that, usually $199 the first time you come
uh-huh.
out, and then $119 for the following.
Okay.
But I'm dropping everything down to $109.
Okay.
So I could just put you in a preventive group. And take care of all these guys here. So the spiders, the
okay.
mice, the household ants,
okay.
Those things. And then I'm putting in free carpenter ant control
okay.
for you guys, just because some people had seen them and just
okay.
be on the safe side.
Okay.
I'm throwing those guys in for free because they're not
okay.
fun to have around. That one's usually really expensive, but
yeah.
And then I'm doing the ticks, that home perimeter for
right.
free. And then all these guys. So I'm taking care of like the spider webs on the outside.
So we just said we'll pay for the initial fee, and then quarterly you'll set up appointments to come out.
Yeah, so
okay.
I can show you Sam. He was having a little bit more, so he paid a little bit more.
Right.
But I'm just coming out for him June.
Okay.
And then there's a follow up. So the reason why there's an immediate follow up is because sometimes homeowners
sure.
don't know how much is in the walls. And the first time we come, we'll stir things up. The queen will send out a signal.
Oh.
But she'll just say, "We're under attack. You know, we need to either split the nest and move it." Or we need to overpopulate, and so people see an increase, so we'll just come back, and we'll catch those newly hatching adults, and that will just knock back that life cycle. So then, after that, we just come out fall, winter, spring,
okay.
and continue to work on that life cycle, and that usually that year will be enough to just double
okay.
down.
Right, right.
You know, and then we do free resources in between,
okay.
so in between those months, if we say that we're going to come out and take care of it, you're still
right.
seeing something, you just call us up.
Okay.
We'll take care of it. And then there's also a money back guarantee.
Okay.
So if that doesn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, why don't we sign up for that?
Okay.
My schedule probably before the 4th of July is going to be, I don't know how long you're out booking, but maybe, what time do the guys usually start?
Yeah, so on Friday, looks like a few have been filled up on my technician's routes in the morning and the evening. But on Friday, he could be here either 10, 11, 12, or 1.
This Friday? if you don't mind, I would let you in, but the dogs are going to go crazy. Friday might actually work because I'm going to be boarding the dog because we're going away.
On vacation?
No, I mean, we'll be back. We'll be back Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But since she won't be here, it's probably a good, it might be a good day. I'm just trying to think what time. Did you say 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock.
Why don't we say 10 o'clock?
Okay. And so, what's your...